with the topic we started last week. We're going to do a little bit of a restart just in presenting what we have. So if you look on page 1, so you have two psukim in the Torah. One pasuk in Shemos Perek Chaf pasuk Tes. And this is the source, this is from the Aseret HaDibros, where Hashem says, there's a din of Shabbos, Zachar Asiyom HaShabbos Lekadsho, Sheish Yomim Tavod V'Asisa Kol Melachtecha, and then V'Yom HaShvi Shabbos LaHashem Elokecha, Lo Sase Kol Melacha. So from the way the Torah presents, we have extra sheets up here. So it's not one per family, so you're lucky. So the way the Torah presents Shabbos in the Aseret HaDibros is with this formulation of Lo Sase Kol Melacha. Don't do any Melacha. Okay? Now in the Gemara we learn that, how do we know what Melacha means? So the Gemara says anything that was done significantly in the Mishkan, that's defined as Melacha with respect to Shabbos. So since in the Mishkan they built, since in the Mishkan they wrote, since in the Mishkan they dyed the colors, so all these things are also in every single Shabbos, because the Parsha of Shabbos in the Torah appears next to the Parsha of the Mishkan. Okay, that's one source for the Isra Melacha on Shabbos. In Shmos Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Chaf Gimel, so you have another Pasuk. Okay, so what do we have here? Okay, so Yanni, you could read the pasuk for us. You don't want to? I'll read it. So the pasuk is Vayomer Alihem, Hu Asher Diber Hashem, Shabboson Shabbos Kodesh LaHashem. So you should make Shabbos a Shabboson. It should be a day of resting, or a day of ceasing from activity. Kodesh LaHashem, holy for Hashem. Es Asher Tofu Afu, that which you have to bake before Shabbos bake. Es Asher Tevashelu Bashelun, that which you have to cook before Shabbos. So the Torah is telling you, do all these things in advance so you don't end up coming to do them on Shabbos. Okay? Now the problem is that if you look at these two different formulations of the Psukim, they're somewhat at odds with each other. The first Pasuk refers to Melacha, which is actually very, very detailed and very defined. And the second Pasuk, before it talks about not baking and not cooking, so the Pasuk refers to this concept of Shabbason, having a day of rest and a day of cessation. So the question is, how do these two terms relate to each other? Okay? How do these two psukim relate to each other? So we're going to read together the Ramban in Vayikra Perek Chaf Gimel, where the Ramban thought that these terms are actually two separate values on Shabbos. After all, it's very possible to keep all lamentas malachos, right, and not have a day of rest and a day of cessation from your normal activity. So since, let's say, the first pasuk is perfectly, or not keeping the first pasuk, is perfectly compatible with not keeping the second pasuk, meaning you could, let's say, keep all the malachos and not have a day of activity, so the Ramban said it must be that there's a new category in halacha which the Gemara doesn't spell out. Okay, so there's something just missing. There's something in addition to lamentas malachos. So let's look at this Ramban for a second. I want to read it inside and make a couple of observations before we move on to the next verse. Okay? So any volunteers for the Ramban, or? Okay, I'll go for it again. Yelachem Shabbaton. Shabbos should be a day of rest for you. Sheyeh Yom Shvisa, it should be a day of cessation, lonuach bo, so that you could rest on Shabbos. V'amu Raboseinu, and in the Gemara, so we say Shabboson Aseihu, that Shabbos is a mitzvah sasei. V'hine, behold, ha'oseh melacha b'yom tov over bilav v'asei. Somebody who does Malacha on Yom Tov and Shabbos, she'll see, violates both a mitzvah slos asay and a mitzvah asay. V'hashoves bo, but somebody who rests and has a leisure day on Shabbos, he fulfills the asay. Okay? He has a mitzvah asay of Shabbos. Okay? Now let me read you the Mechilta which the Ramban quotes, which is also very important because we're going to contrast it later to a perspective in the Rambam which is at odds. They're saying a very similar point, but we'll see that they focus on different aspects of this Mechilta. So the Mechilta says, "V'mechilta re'isi b'parshas hachodesh u'shmartem es hayom hazeh." Guard this day of Shabbos. What does "guard the day of Shabbos" mean? Lama nemar. Why does it have to say this? V'halo kvar nemar. Didn't the Torah already tell us kol melacha lo ye'aseh bohem? So why is the Torah telling us to guard Shabbos in addition to telling us not to do melacha? So ein li ela dvarim shehein mishum melacha. I would have thought that only things which are actual melachos, like building and destroying and writing, are aser. Devarim shehein mishum shvus minayin. How do we know that activities, which are centered around the theme of resting, how do we know that those activities are obligated or prohibited? The activities that make you rest, how do we know those are obligatory? Tamud lomar u'shmartem es hayom hazeh. So what's fascinating about the source that the Ramban quotes is that the source itself says, we know that there's an Isra Malacha. How do we know that things that are not Malachos are also Asra on Shabbos? So then we have Ushmartem Es HaYom HaZeh, guard the day of Shabbos. And notice how the Ramban says in the bold phrase at the end of the paragraph, V'hine Yidushu Shabbaton, we explain the word Shabbaton, Lishpoth Bo Ligamri, Afilu Midvarim She'enon Me'avos Malachos Mitoldoseyan, even things which are not part of the categories of Malacha on Shabbos. So the Ramban is expanding on this notion of the notion of resting on Shabbos. Good. The question is, what's the Ramban's assumption here? Is the Ramban telling us something about the nature, something unique to the nature of Shabbos? Or is the Ramban coming from a more general perspective about the way he views halachos? Torah tells us in one pasuk, don't do malacha. Torah tells us another pasuk, rest on the day of Shabbos. So Ramban says it must be that these two psukim are referring to two different concepts, because malacha does not equal rest. Last week we mentioned the position of Tosfos in the Gemara, where Tosfos denies this whole new category that the Ramban creates. Tosfos says Shabbos, by definition, is the lamatas malachos. So why wasn't Tosfos bothered by this point of the Ramban? Why didn't Tosfos feel it necessary to say that when Hashem created Shabbos, Hashem also created this notion of shvisa, of additional resting beyond the lamatas malachos? Why doesn't that bother Tosfos? Tosfos is fine saying that biblical Shabbos is just these 39 activities. Ramban says, no, it's inconceivable. It has to be something more. So what's going on here?
Just to clarify also, or make it further, you're also adding this other pasuk, Ushmarta,
right,
as a extra pasuk?
Correct.
There are three psukim?
Yeah, so the Ramban's actually working off three psukim. It seems like the Ramban assumes that Ushmartem accomplishes the same thing as Shabbaton. Meaning there's something in addition to Malachos. But why is Tosfos fine? Yeah.
Well, maybe Ramban is trying to reach the level where you can achieve owning Shabbos. And the only way you can do that is by not only the Lamatet Malachos, but as well as withdrawing from other activities that are associated with the other 6 days of the week that might prevent you from obtaining that higher level of Kedusha.
Okay. So that's a very nice idea. And that is that the Ramban sees, maybe, that even the Torah's presentation of Shabbos is not just limited to these malachos. Shabbos is not about malacha. Shabbos is also about oneg. So in order to create oneg Shabbos, which is enjoying Shabbos, so clearly there has to be some greater sense of prohibition. It can't just be not building. So maybe to create the category of oneg, the Ramban felt that there has to be more than just lamatas malachos. If that's true, then this is a Shabbos idea that the Ramban is presenting. Something about the nature of Shabbos. Just to give you a contrast to that, if what you're saying is correct, take a look on page 3. Everyone turn to page 3. So look at the Rambam, smack in the middle of the page, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed, Halacha Aleph. Okay. The Rambam says there are four things that were said on Shabbos. Two of them are biblical, Shnayim min HaTorah, V'Shnayim Midivrei Sofrim. Two of them are only rabbinic. V'hein mefurashin ayidei hanavim. The rabbinic categories of Shabbos were expressed by the prophets. The two biblical ones are Zachar and Shamor, okay, which will explain what those are, but those either refer to Malacha or Malacha and Kiddush. V'shen esparshu ayidei hanavim kavod v'oneg. The ones that were expressed on only a rabbinic level, they have no deoraisa force, so that's kavod, honoring Shabbos, and oneg Shabbos, enjoying Shabbos. Shenemar v'karasal l'Shabbos oneg l'kdosh Hashem mechuba. That only appears in Yeshaya. So according to the Rambam, what you're saying can't be correct, because the Rambam is saying that the whole notion of oneg Shabbos is only midrabanan. So it can't be that melacha, right? Or it can't be that the Torah is telling us there's something more to Shabbos because of oneg. Oneg is only a rabbinic category. Okay. Maybe you're right in the Ramban, and that we'll see a little bit later. Does the Ramban think that oneg Shabbos is deoraisa, and does he think it's central to Shabbos? Yeah.
He still didn't answer then what the Tosfos would do with these other psukim. If Tosfos makes Shabbos all about lamatas malachos, what does Tosfos do with Ushmartem or Shabbaton?
So what does Tosfos do with Ushmartem or Shabbaton? So the Ramban is taking a particular biased read of the psukim. Right? And the Ramban is assuming that these two psukim refer to different categories. Couldn't I simply have said that the two psukim are almost self-referential? The Torah in Perek Chaf says, don't do any malacha. And then the Torah just defines itself, a couple prakim earlier, I guess. And the Torah says, Shabbason, Shabbos Kodesh. Right? The reason why Shabbos is a day of rest is because you're not doing the Lamatas Malachos. Right? I could have made that argument. Yeah.
It's a little simplistic, but there's always that idea that the Torah doesn't say extra things. Everything it says is supposed to mean something.
But it could be it's a definition. Right, well, it could be that in Torah and Parakhaf is telling us the activities. Don't do milacha, don't do work. But then the Torah is telling us the theme behind the work, the reason why you can't do it. And that's because Shabbat is supposed to be a day of rest. Right, so maybe it's not extra words, it's just telling you what's lying behind it. Maybe. Okay. But you could just make a suggestion here, and that is that the Ramban and Tosos are really working with two different notions of just how we understand the laws of halacha. The Ramban in general, the Ramban in two other places, which we're about to see, so the Ramban tends to read a lot more into the details of halacha to assume that they stand, they represent these categories that the Torah is trying to convey. Okay, so where do we see, do anybody know where we see these Rambans? One of them is the Ramban in the beginning of Kedoshim, Kedoshim to you, and the other is the Ramban in Vasisa HaYashar Vatov. So look on the bottom of page one. This is the Ramban in Devarim Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Ches, Vasisa HaYashar Vatov, you should do what is right and what is good. Like the rabbis explain this nicely. Amru Zup Shara Vilifnim Mishura Sadin. It means compromising at times, and it means going beyond the letter of the law. Okay. Then skip to the next paragraph, bottom of page one. Vizet Inyan Gadol. This is a very fundamental principle. Lefisha I Efshar Lahazkir Batorah Kol Hanhagos HaAdam. The Torah can't exhaust itself by telling you everything that people do, im shcheina v'reiv, how people should conduct in every manner of life with your friends and neighbors, and every interaction, every business deal. Torah couldn't do that. So Torah gives you basics. Torah says, this is us, or this is us, or this is us, or, and then Torah says, you know what? Vasisa hayasher v'atov. Do what's right and what's good. So since the Torah can't micromanage every specific case, so Torah gives you a couple examples, and then Torah steps back, and Torah says, this is the principle that lies behind them. Keep the principle, even when the details don't apply. Okay. That's the Ramban in Vasisa Vayashar Vatov. This relates to interpersonal relationships. Choshen Mishpat. So I'm doing business with somebody, so don't cheat him. Even though this particular, for example, stocks. Right? Stocks may not be a halachically recognized entity. Right? You can't sell futures in halacha. It doesn't exist yet. Or you can't sell options. But an option is in our economy, so it's something that people trade and they sell. So you can say, what, halachically options or futures don't exist, so there's no Isser of Geneva on option. No, Asisar Yashar V'atov, do what's right. Torah doesn't know what always is going to come up, but keep the principle. The Ramban on top of page 2 makes the exact same point in Parshas Kedoshim. The Torah says, be holy. So the Ramban explains, top of page 2, V'ha'inyan ki ha'Torah hizhira ba'arayos, Torah tells you which relationships are prohibited, uv'ma'acholim ha'asurim, which foods are limited, are off-bounds, V'hetira habia ish be'ishto, Torah permits relationships between a man and his wife, v'achilas basar v'hayayin, and kosher foods and wine. So imkein yimtza bal ha'taiva, makom lios shatuf bezimas ishto, o nashav harbos, v'lios besove yayin bezole basar lamo. Right, one could keep the strict letter of the law, but absolutely violate its spirit. So somebody could be drinking wine all day, and he could be drinking all the foods that the Torah allows, but he's still not conducting himself in a holy manner. So the Torah says, Kedoshim to you. And I look at the end of the Ramban, in the bold letters. Be'elu v'chayotze behen, in these cases, and in all similar cases, ba ha-mitzvah hazos ha-klalis. The Torah is establishing a general principle. Acharei shepireit kol ha-avero shehen asuros legamri. After the Torah spells out the details, the specific isurim, ad sheyikanes b'chlal zos ha-tzava ha-nikiyas b'yadav. The Torah gives you enough details to establish the principle of cleanliness and your body should be clean. And then he talks about Mayim Rishonim. That's all in the spirit of this idea. In the final bold paragraph, the Ramban says, V'zeh derech ha-Torah. This is the way the Torah conveys its principles. Lifrot, first to give specifics, v'lichlo, v'kayotze b'zeh, and then to generalize. Ki acharei azharas pratei hadinin b'chol maser matan, and he refers to what he wrote in V'asisa v'hayasher batov about interpersonal relationships. And then what does he refer you to? Second to last line. V'chein b'inyan ha-Shabbos. The same principle holds true with Shabbos. Asar ha-melachos bilav. V'hatrachim ba'asei klali shenemar tishbos. So the Torah does the exact same method on Shabbos in three different places. Interpersonal relationships, about being holy, and Shabbos. Torah tells you the details only to establish a general principle. But the general principle then exists as a separate value. So the melachos are asar as a los asay, but now you have an asay covering this idea of not overworking and not doing labor that's against the spirit of the day of Shabbos. This is the Ramban's, seems this is his like modus, I guess modus interpretation of Torah Shebichzav. Okay? The details create general principles. So Ramban says that's how these two psukim work together on Shabbos. One of them is about the strict principles, but then you have to generalize and say what's the Torah trying to convey. The Bali Atosos may not buy into this. The Bali Atosos in general, so they're kind of like legal purists in a certain way. Right? They're interested in what the halacha has to say. They're not interested in creating new categories that catch the spirit of the halacha. So the Torah tells you these lamites melachos are aser. That's what resting on Shabbos is. There's no need to come along and create a new category. So it seems that the Ramban and Justosos have two different conceptions of how these principles in the Torah work. I'll give an example. The Torah says that charging ribbis is aser. Right? You can't charge usury against a fellow Jew. So there were some of the Rishonim, so in the Middle Ages, this was very, the Jews were under high pressure, and a lot of the economy, the Jewish economy, is based on money lending. So could you take a non-Jew to serve as the agent between two Jews? So legally the loan is now between a Jew and a non-Jew, which is okay to charge usury, and say, okay, so the money is coming out of a Jew's pocket, let's say, but legally the relationship is between a Jew and a Gentile. So is that sufficient to say that that's permitted? That's not halachic usury anymore. So the Bali Atosos there say, you know what? That's not legal usury. So you're fine. The Ramban doesn't comment on that. I mean, I don't know what the Ramban's position on that sugya is. But just in terms of establishing the model, you have a good case where it's clear that to a certain degree the spirit of the law is being violated, but the principle of the law is in full force. Selling chametz before Pesach. Right? It's clear that Torah wants you to get rid of chametz on some level, but as long as you're keeping the halacha, you're totally in the clear. But for the Ramban, maybe, the Ramban's saying no. You have to establish this general principle. Okay? So that's just one perspective I want to bring from the Ramban. This has to do with the nature of interpreting.
There's one difference, like in terms of the Kedoshim Tiyu. There you're given, you're allowed to do something. You can eat a hamburger, but you shouldn't eat 100 hamburgers. This is here he's taking the lotah sayings. You know, there it's an assay that's like, or it's a permitted, something that's permitted. Here, he's building on flos assays, which I think is, I think it's a little bit of a, he's taking a little bit more of a license to do. To me, it doesn't.
Who, the Ramban?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't see it analogous where, you know, he said you can eat this, you can drink this, you can have these.
But the Ramban himself references, and the Ramban himself cites you, in Kedoshim 2, he says this is the principle of how the Torah operates, and look what I wrote on Vasisa HaYashar V'atov, and look what I wrote with respect to Shabbos.
But
you're saying the Ramban himself didn't mean it.
He's mixed that easily. In other words, what he's doing with Shabbos is different than what he's doing in terms of Kedoshim 2.
Well, why? The Torah has a los asay. Don't marry someone who's off limits. Right? Don't marry your sister.
Right.
Now that establishes a general principle. That los asay establishes the principle of Kedoshim 2. Be holy. The los asay of not eating trey food establishes a general principle of don't be overindulgent in eating.
It also tells us which foods are kosher that you're allowed
to eat. Right, so here,
the Torah doesn't tell us which.
Right, so the los asays of Shabbos tell you which particular melachos are off bounds, and then it also establishes a principle that Shabbos is a day of rest. Bali Atosos say Shabbos is not about a day of rest. Shabbos is about not doing melacha.
Any of the new technology.
No, you would, to the extent that they fall under these malachos. What the Ramban is answering is things that are clearly not malachos. Right? Like carrying around heavy packages inside your house. It's not a malacha, but it's toil. So Ramban says that's an Isser Doraisa of Shabbos. Bali Tosos don't recognize that category, because it's not a malacha. So this could be this general principle to how you understand, how you just interpret these kinds of halachos. But maybe it comes back to what Dr. Foyer was suggesting, that maybe it's also a Shabbos question. Okay. So in order to gauge that, now this will work. Now we've established the Ramban's general view when it comes to reading Pesukim. But take a look on page 2. On page 2, you'll see that the Rambam also picked up on this idea that Ramban advanced. Okay. When two big people in halacha pick up on a theme, right? So you know that there's good reason to buy into it. So now in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, his very first halacha of Hilchos Shabbos, what does the Rambam tell us? Now you're opening up the Rambam. The first thing you know about Shabbos, what does the Rambam say? Shvisa b'shvi'i mimlacha mitzvas aseh. Resting on Shabbos from milacha is a mitzvas aseh. Shenemar v'yom ha'shvi'i tishpos. V'chol ha'ose bo melacha, bitul mitzvah sasei. Anybody who does melacha violates the sasei. V'over ha'lo sasei. Shenemar lo sasei kol melacha. So the Rambam in the first chapter, first halacha, tells you, you violate a mitzvah sasei when you do melacha. So it would seem, if you just had this Rambam, that the Rambam disagrees with the Ramban, right? He's telling you that melacha is what is asur, even within the asei, even within the positive commandment. But if you turn to the next page, the bottom of page 2. Sorry, you don't have to turn any pages. So here the Rambam, Perek Chaf Aleph, 21 chapters later. Okay, the first 20 chapters of the Rambam are dedicated to defining the different malachos. He goes to every malacha. And their rabbinic manifestations as well. Here the Rambam says, Nemar batorah tishpos. Torah tells you to rest. Afilu midvarim she'einon milacha, chayev lishpos behem. Even from things that are not malacha, you have an obligation to rest. V'dvarim harbei hein she'asru chacham mishum shvos. Mehen dvarim asurim mpnei shehim domim l'malacha. The rabbis created a lot of isurim on this basis. Some of them because they're similar to malachos. Mehen dvarim asurim, and some of them are prohibited. Gezeir Hashem ayavu mehen iser skila. Maybe you'll end up, by doing them, you'll end up doing an actual malacha and you'll be chayev skila. You'll deserve the death penalty. So this the Rambam tells us 21 prakim later. The same pasuk of Tishbos, which he quoted in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. So what do you think? What does that mean to us that the Rambam waits 21 prakim to tell us this? There are 30 prakim in Masechet Shabbos, in Hilchos Shabbos the Rambam. The Rambam waits 21 prakim to tell us this principle. So the Rambam acknowledges that there's an asei that covers non-melachos. But how does the Rambam characterize that asei? In addition to the fact that he waits 21 prakim. Yeah. So one of them, the Rambam has two points. One rationale is that these things are similar to malachos. And the other rationale is they're a gezeira that you might end up doing a malacha. So the Torah prohibits, through this asay, things that are kind of like malachos and things that will lead to malachos. So the Rambam has the asay for non-malachos, but is it the same as the Ramban's? Is it the same principle that the Ramban articulated on page number 1?
Is that the same Rambam that at the end of it described that people might have the market open and that they might be open if not for, there's no direct malacha, somebody might walk into a market.
The Ramban.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ramban. That's the Ramban. Exactly.
That's the end of that one.
Yeah, that's the Ramban on page 1. In the second paragraph of the Ramban on page 1. First Ramban. So it's the same principle.
So you're asking, is it the same principle?
Yeah.
Well, you're speaking of very many undefined things here. That's the problem.
Who, the Rambam?
With both Rambam and Ramban.
But I want to know, but...
They're saying you're not in the spirit of the day. I know that's the essential thing. How do you define the spirit of the day? That's depending on the people themselves, what they think.
So let's take a look back at the Ramban. Okay, and let's see if we think that the Ramban's classification or his his picture that he paints for us is the same as the Rambam. So back to page one for a second.
No, he seems to feel that it's not. Rambam is worried that this might lead to it's a gezeirah, it's a siyag
right.
to the lama ten alone.
Right.
That's not what Rambam's saying. Rambam's saying he's not worried about the lama ten. You're
right.
not going to do those.
Right.
He's not going to do
that's
those.
That's what you're suggesting also, right? Yeah. As you're suggesting also.
Yeah, it's more of a guard to avoid the actual lotus days.
Right.
Not an additional concept of...
Right, but that's one principle that the Rambam has. But the Rambam also has a second one, that it's things that are similar to melacha. It's not just that we're afraid that you might end up doing it. Just like, for example, picking up an object. So that might be usur because we're afraid that I might walk outside with it. No one, you wouldn't say that picking it up itself is similar to carrying it outside. Right? That's a gezeira that you might end up doing it. But I would say, like, and the next halachos in that parak of the Rambam are like, oh, you can't, you can't like fix something, you know, mundane in your house because it's a gzeira that, because that's very similar to fixing like a building.
So isn't that similar to the concept then of muktzah?
So we'll get to muktzah in a second in the Rambam. I'm holding off on muktzah. So that's my cliffhanger is the muktzah,
yeah.
The muktzah factor. So the I once had a logic professor who told us that, you know, he used to always check, like symbolize. You could symbolize everything he would say. He would like check it. Like, sometimes when he wants to live on the edge, he won't like symbolize things out, just to leave some uncertainty there, living on the edge.
It seems to me that the Ramban is just looking to enhance your Shabbos by limiting things that you could do, like moving heavy objects. He's not concerned that it's sort of just. I guess where I can find is enhancing it. Where the Rambam might say, don't do it because it might lead you to do something else. Move it outside, take it
right.
out of your house.
Okay, so it seems like we're onto something. Everyone's making a similar point here. And that is that the Rambam is kind of obsessed with melacha. So the Rambam says, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, there's Naseh of Shabbos, it applies to melacha. We'll see, in the Gemara, the one that I tried to bring up last week, not so successfully. But the Gemara on Kufiyat Dalam and Beis assumes that if there is an Asay of Shabbos, it's either on Melacha or it's on these non-Melachos resting activities. It can't be both. The Rambam, which we just read, so the Rambam says, Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, the Asay covers Melachos. And then on Perek 21, Prakam later says it extends also to these things that either resemble Melachos or will lead to Melachos. But he's clearly operating within the framework of malacha. Shabbos is all about malacha in the Rambam's definition. The asay is just to kind of round out the edges or to give us a more liberal definition of what malacha is. So Torah says malacha is building, we'll say it's also, you know, similar building kinds of activities. But the principle here is malacha. For the Ramban, that's not true. For the Ramban, Tishbos reflects a totally separate value of Shvisa on Shabbos. It reflects the value of just menucha, resting, and not being engaged in your daily activity. That's the Ramban on the first page. Look how he characterizes it. The second paragraph of the Ramban in the first page. V'nira li shehamedrash hazeh lomar, shenitztaveinu min haTorah lios lanu menucha biyom tov, afilu midvarim she'ena melacha. The amount of times the Ramban says, afilu midvarim she'ena melacha, is almost obsessive. He's telling you it's not, as many times as the Rambam says, melacha, 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 the Ramban says, afilu midvarim she'enon malacha. Okay? Lo she'yitrach kol hayom limdor ha'tvuos. So you shouldn't be measuring produce, shouldn't be weighing fruits, you shouldn't be filling up barrels of wine, you shouldn't be clearing out heavy stones, even within one rishus ha'yachid. And the Ramban says, v'im ha'isa ir mukefes choma. Let's say you lived in a walled city, you have an eruv. Right? So everyone could just go ahead and carry things on their donkeys and on their caravans, just as they normally would. And you could have a marketplace that's open for Mecha Chumemka, that's what you were quoting a minute ago. So for the Ramban, these are all clearly non-Malachos activities. So we emerge within are really three perspectives right now on what this mitzvah of Shvisa on Shabbos is. For the Rambam, it's an extension of Malacha. That's why the Rambam starts with Malacha. The Rambam, even in Perek Chaf Aleph, just broadens it. For the Ramban, it's about Menucha, maybe Oneg, which we'll see in a second.
It's funny.
Right. No, it's true. We'll retroject our perception of Shabbos onto, you know, oh, it always was this way, right? But yeah, this is the Ramban is the sharpest formulation of Shabbos stick. And you'll see when you come into Achronim, so even the Achronim want to say crazy things about Shabbos, they all come back to this Ramban. Like even if they're saying different things, like the Chassam Sofer I mentioned last week, like Ramban, the Chassam Sofer, you get kares for having your store open because of the Ramban. Even the Ramban doesn't go that far. But this notion of like a built-up Shabbos is actually the Ramban's, is the Shabbistic notion is the Ramban. The Balei HaTosfos say, no, we're fine with Shabbos being defined as Isser Melacha. Maybe there's another mitzvah, that's Drabanan. So you have three perspectives. The Ramban builds up the idea, the Rambam, who kind of suppresses it all into the notion of Melacha, and the Balei HaTosfos, who are fine with just Melacha on Shabbos. Now, the truth is you're kind of right, but you're also a little not, right? That the Rambam does have the Ramban's idea. That's where Muksa comes in. The Rambam acknowledges that clearly there has to be a broader spirit of Shabbos, but that's not built into the Torah's notion of Shabbos. That's when the Nevi'im came along and they felt that there also has to be something else going on, so they made other takanos. So look at the Rambam on Perek Chav Dalin of Hilchos Shabbos on the top of page 3. This is four prakim, or three prakim, after the Rambam introduced the principle of the Asei D'Oraisa of Shabbos. So what does the Rambam here say? Chaftal Yud Beis. Asru Chacham L'Taltel Mikzas Dvarim B'Shabbos K'derach Shu Osa B'Chol. The Chacham came along and they prohibited carrying things on Shabbos the way you carry them during the week. M'pnei Ma Nagu B'Isser Zeh. Why did they create this? Amru, as they said, V'mayim His Hiru Nivim V'tzivu Shelo Yeh Hiluchecha B'Shabbos K'iluchecha B'Chol. So the prophet said that your walk on Shabbos should be distinct from your walk during the week. Below sichas Shabbos kesichos sachol, and even your conversations on Shabbos should be different from your conversations during the week. Shenemar v'daber davar, right? You should speak about things. So if the chachamim told you that you should speak only about things that are pertinent to Shabbos, then kal v'chomer shelo yiyah tiltol b'Shabbos ketiltol b'chol. Then a fortiori, so the things you carry on Shabbos shouldn't be carried the same way you carry them during the week. Shelo yeh kiyom chol be'enav, so it shouldn't be like a secular day. V'yavo lahagbia, and he'll end up coming to pick up things. V'latakein kelim mipina lapina, to bring things from one side to mibayis labayis, from house to house. Fine. And then the Rambam goes on in halacha yud gimel, and then he finishes the halacha. U'benimtza shelo shavas, it'll turn out that you didn't rest. U'bitel hatam, and he undermined the reason. Shenamar b'Torah l'man yenuach. He undermines what the Torah says, that you should rest on Shabbos. So the Rambam buys into the Ramban's category, but he says this is all midivrei Nevi'im. These are all things that the Chachamim prohibited. He doesn't recognize this as a Doraisa category. And then the next halacha is also an interesting point. What about people who don't work? So I'm a student, right? So I sit home all day, right? Sometimes playing PlayStation, sometimes Xbox. And so my Shabbos is the same as my weekday. I'm not going into work. So what about those people? How are they going to have Shabbos being... How is Shabbos going to be unique? So the Rambam says in Perek Chav Dalin Yud Gimel, okay, you could... The end of the first line. The Od Mipnei Mikzas Ha'am, part of the people, Einam Bali Umanus. Right? They're not professionals. Ela B'Teilin Kol Yimehen. Right? They sit idly all their days. Kigon HaTayalin V'Yoshvei Kranos. Shekol yimeim heim shosim mi malacha. And every day they're not doing malacha. Ve'im yiyeh muter lahalechu ledaber letalto kishara yamim. And if you're able to do all the activities that you normally do, nimtza shelo shavas shvisa hanikeres. You didn't have a recognizable resting on Shabbos. So it's interesting, the Rambam is already adding in, he's kind of tacitly slipping in here another factor, which is not just that you have to be resting, because these people are, you know, if you're sitting at home playing, you know, Xbox, that's definitely shvisa, unless you're playing killing games. Maybe it's not shvisa. So it's not shvisa, so that is shvisa, but it's not a shvisa hanikeres. It has to be a recognizable resting on Shabbos. This is the Rambam's like, doesn't tell you that, by the way, I'm adding things in here, but he's clearly slipping this in. Lefichach shvisa midvarim elu, hi shvisa hashavi b'kol adam. So when we have muktzah, so muktzah will make it recognizable that Shabbos is different from every other day of the week. Now they say that, like the first thing that a child learns when it comes to Shabbos is muktzah. Yeah. You don't say like, oh, don't build on Shabbos. You can't touch that, right? Because all the toys are muktzah. And if there's one thing that's all-encompassing on Shabbos, that's going to be muktzah. The Rambam says that's because it really has a totally different value. Its value is to make the Shvisa of Shabbos distinct from the Shvisa of the rest of the week. Okay. So the Rambam works out actually very nicely. That the Rambam has the principle, but for the Rambam it's Drabanan. For the Ramban, that same principle is the Doraisa notion of Shabbos. Rambam acknowledges it, but just slips it into his Drabanan category, and that's because the Rambam is really obsessed with the Doraisa notion of Shabbos being just Malacha. Okay. Now, when you step back, what emerges is that you really have two different perspectives on what's at the core of the mitzvah of Shabbos. According to the Rambam, in his expanded way, and according to the Balei Tosfos, what's at the heart of Shabbos is Isser Malacha. And we'll see this in other places, that that's because Hashem rested on the seventh day, so Shabbos is our way of, or our testimony, that there was a creation of the world. So the way you testify to the creation of the world is by saying, just like God rested on the seventh day from constructive activity, right? What's important is not that Hashem was resting to recover. What's important was that he abstained from creation of the world. So the creation of the world is our way of not doing the lamentas malachos, because these are all creative acts, not restful acts, but creative acts. So the Rambam and the Balei Tosfos will definitely be more inclined to playing down the other mitzvos of Shabbos. Oneg, like we saw in the Rambam already, is only mitzvah drabanan. The Balei Tosfos we'll see also play down the other components of Shabbos. But the Ramban, who sees Shabbos, let's say, as fundamentally being holding this principle of a day of Shvisa, of making Shabbos somehow different, so you'll see the Ramban will actually play up the other principles of Shabbos, like Oneg and Kavod Shabbos. That's what I want to take a look at right now in the Ramban. So turn to page 3. And you'll see that the Ramban does two things. Bottom of page 3, Perek Chaf in Shemos. This is, again, also in the Neseres HaDibros. Torah says, Zachras Yom HaShabbos LeKadosh, right? Sanctify the day of Shabbos. So what does the Ramban say? What does it mean that Shabbos should be Kadosh? A lot of people say, okay, it means Kiddush. Make sure you do Kiddush on Yayin. But the Ramban comes along and the Ramban says, V'tam LeKadosh, bottom of page 3, Sheyehei Zichroneinu Bo'olios Kadosh Be'eneinu, that we have to make Shabbos, we have to remember Shabbos in our eyes as a Yom Kadosh. K'mo She'amar V'karasa LeShabbos Oneg V'lekdosh Hashem Mechubad. The Ramban takes this pasuk in Yeshaya, right, which is the source for Oneg Shabbos, for enjoying Shabbos, and the Ramban reads that into the Torah's Zachras Yom HaShabbos LeKadosh. I mean, that's really what the Torah is referring to in this pasuk. V'hatam, so why is that? Shetehei HaShvisa Be'eneinu Ba'avur Shehu Yom Kadosh. Let's say somebody just rests on Shabbos by coincidence. Right? They don't see, they're not resting with intent to keep Shabbos. They just happen, seventh day they happen to be resting. So Ramban says that is not a full kiyum, that's not a full upholding of the mitzvah of Shabbos. Lihipanos, the mitzvah of Shabbos is that it has to be in our eyes as a day of Kedusha. Lihipanos bo me'iske ha-machshavos ve'hevle hazmanim. To clear away our minds from what's going on in general. Lilaseis bo oneg l'nafshenu bedarkei Hashem. The mitzvah is to be misaneg, to enjoy the ways of Hashem. That's a unique definition to the Ramban. No one else defines oneg Shabbos in terms of religious activity. Ramban says that we have to enjoy Shabbos in the ways of Hashem. Every other, the Rambam especially, we'll see, the Rambam is a very physical definition of Oneg Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos means having three sudos, it means having meat, it means having wine, it means resting. The Ramban says, no, it means using Shabbos for religious activity. The part of the mitzvah of Shabbos is to go hear the Chachamim and the Nevi'im explain the word of Hashem. And what does he quote? Another pasuk. Story of Elisha and the Isha Ashunamis. Madua atoleches elav hayom lo chodesh velo Shabbos. Right? The Isha Ashunamis' husband tells her, why are you going to see Elisha today? It's not chodesh, and it's not Shabbos. Everyone on the Gemara in Megillah, which quotes this halacha, the Gemara quotes this halacha in Megillah, and in Rosh Hashanah and in Sukkah, and the Gemara says, chayv adam lahakbil pnei rabbo beregel. You have to visit your Rebbe on a yontif. And it says, why? Because Madua ato leches elav hayom lo chodesh velo Shabbos. There's a problem in the Gemara. What's the problem in the Gemara? You have to visit your Rebbe on Yontif, because the Pasuk says, why are you going to the Navi? It's lo chodesh velo Shabbos.
Because it also says Shabbos.
Not, yeah, it also says Shabbos, but it also doesn't say Yontif. Right? So the Rishon there say, oh yeah, it means Shabbos is called Yontif sometimes. Right? And then they say, but the Gemara itself said, Chayav adam lahachbil pnei rabo beregel on yontif. Right, so not just as it's not sufficient to say that Shabbos also includes yontif. You have to somehow say that there's no mitzvah of visiting your Rebbe on Shabbos because the Gemara only invokes it for regel. So some of the Rishonim say, oh, it depends on your proximity. Like if you live next door, then you could visit like your rabbi every Shabbos. If you live, you know, a city away, then you come on yontif. Like they try to get around it somehow. But the Ramban here actually says that no, the mitzvah, this is in the context of Shabbos. So the Rambam takes this pasuk, which the Gemara and everyone else explains differently, and says this is like part of the mitzvah of Shabbos. Shehaya darkam kein, because that was part of the way people kept Shabbos, going to hear the rabbi and hearing Divrei Torah. So Ramban is kind of like turning these Gemaras that don't indicate anything about Shabbos into definitions of Oneg Shabbos. So A, the Ramban has Oneg midoraisa. We'll see that's very unique. B, the Ramban thinks that Oneg is defined in religious terms. C, the Ramban thinks that going to hear Divrei Torah on Shabbos is part of the mitzvah of the day. If Shabbos is all about not doing malacha, then this is all a very far extension of the mitzvah of Shabbos. If the Isra Malacha on Shabbos really serves the purpose of creating a certain kind of a day, which is what the Ramban argued in a different sefer is what the Ramban argued in Vayikra, which you read earlier, then the Ramban in Shmos makes a lot of sense. Part of the nature of Shabbos is to use it for religious activity. We'll see more about this Ramban in a second. Let me show you a final Ramban in Vayikra Perek Chaf Gimel, right before this Ramban. Here the Torah says that Shabbos, the Torah in Vayikra says that Shabbos is called Mikra Kodesh. Shabbos and the Yom Tovim are called Mikra Kodesh. What does that word Mikra Kodesh mean? Most Rishonim understand Mikra Kodesh as referring to Isser Malacha. We'll say, I'll bring it in next week, or in 2 weeks when we pick up. Why? We say, what do we say in Kiddush? How's it go? Mikra Kodesh, Zecher Tias Mitzrayim. So Rishonim say, why do we say however it goes, right? So why do we say Mikra Kodesh in Kiddush? They all say, shouldn't we say Shehu Yom She'asar Bimalacha? Why do we take one characterization of the Torah of Mikra Kodesh and not the other characterization of the Torah of Isra Malacha? So Rishonim say, no, because Mikra Kodesh means Isra Malacha. Like they mean the same thing. The Ramban says, no. Look at the Ramban in Parakhov Gimel of Vayikra defines Mikra Kodesh. Sheyiyu Biyom Hazeh, second to last source on page 3, Kulam Kruim V'ne'esafim L'kadesh Oso. The mitzvah of Mikra Kodesh that everyone should gather together, combined as a community, to sanctify the day. Ki mitzvah hi al Yisrael hi kabeitz the beis elokim biyom moed. It's a mitzvah on Bnei Yisrael to gather in the shul, in the beis elokim, on a festival. Now the Ramban says this, he's referring to festivals, but he's commenting on a pasuk that's referring to Shabbos. Just to make that clear. Lekadesh hayom bifarhesia, bitfila, v'halel lekel, with davening, with saying halal to Hashem, v'chsus nikia, and with clean clothes. All the other Rishonim assume that this is only, the Rishonim in general assume that going to shul on Shabbos is no greater than going to shul during the weekday. Davening with a minion is davening with a minion. The Ramban here creates a new category. And the Ramban says going to shul on Shabbos and Yom Tov is a mitzvah midoraisa of Mikra Kodesh. Saying halal is part of Mikra Kodesh. Wearing clean clothes on Shabbos is part of Mikra Kodesh. So this works out very nicely with the Ramban. Now, it's kind of diffused in different places. One's in Vayikra Chaf Gimel, one's in Shmos Chaf. But the Ramban's notion of Shabbos is very consistent all the way throughout. Okay? So we'll stop here, but what we've seen is, again, we saw three different perspectives on the mitzvah of Shvisa and how Isra Malacha relates to Shvisa. Balia Tosvos, Malacha, Malacha, Malacha. The Ramban, Malacha plus a little more. The Ramban, maybe Malacha is almost there just to serve the purpose of creating a certain character of the day. Then the Rambam and the Ramban are consistent in how they understand Oneg Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos for the Rambam takes a back seat. It's Drabanan. Because the Iker of Shabbos is Isra Malacha. For the Ramban already, Oneg is Doraisa, and Oneg already comes along with all these new mitzvos of coming to the Beis HaKnesses, going to hear the Navi, and the Ramban's willing to reread Gemaras and other Masechtas just to bring home this point. Okay, so that's what we'll pick up next week with how the different mitzvos of Oneg Shabbos relate to the Isra Malacha.